This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley with thecitywire.com, the news service that covers culture, politics, business, and more for the entire KUAF listening area on a very warm winter Thursday, Michael.
Yes, I dug down into the other drawer to get out the short-sleeve shirts this morning.
This week on thecitywire.com, you had an inaugural home sales report for the state.
We decided to look. We kind of wanted our own report, gather our own data so that we know it's current, get it out on a timely basis. And what we do, Kyle, we're looking at 14 counties in Arkansas. And believe it or not, there are 14 counties in Arkansas that we're tracking make up roughly 75% of the home sales in the state each month. We track back, and it ranges between, I think, 72 and 76% of the home sales. So that gives you an idea. Obviously, it's not an entire state look, but it gives you an idea of where the market's going. And in 2011, we began to see some recovery in the home market in the state. It wasn't anything to write home to mother about, but it was better than the years past. And January, in the 14 counties, we were down just short of 2%, but it still appears to be on track. And it wasn't a big decline, wasn't a big increase, but not a big decline. And I think if you talk to many economists, they'll tell you that in Arkansas, if we're going to see a good, consistent, stable recovery, one of the first places we'll see it is in the home market.
So is it fair to say, or is it too broad a brush to paint with, as goes the home sales market, so goes the economy in Arkansas?
Well, that depends on some economists. Some economists will do that. We talked to Michael Paco. He's a state economic forecaster. He's an economist at the University of Arkansas at Little Rock. And he cautioned against being overly optimistic, about both 2011 numbers and now going into 2012. He suggests that, we started from a low base. It got so low, and the numbers became so low, I should say, in 2009 and 2010 that, coming out of a trough, anything looks good, was his point. The sales numbers are up. In fact, there's another good sign in here. The home sale numbers were down 2%, but the values were up compared to last January. So that's a good sign. It shows the stability that the price plummet we were seeing has stopped.
Well, you mentioned that house values are up. Also up, the amount of people who flew out of Fort Smith Regional Airport in January, nearly 1,000 more passengers than the previous January, while at XNA, traffic declined in the same time frame.
Well, I still find it somewhat interesting. For years, Fort Smith was somewhat the laggard in terms of enplanements, but last year, when you look at the three large commercial airports in Arkansas, Fort Smith, Little Rock, and Northwest Arkansas, the Fort Smith field was the only one that had an enplanement increase. But the story we have on the CityWire points to several things, and one of them possibly is the maturity of XNA. As that becomes busy, as that demand becomes consistent, they can get the airlines can get higher prices for airfares out of that airport. And we're hearing anecdotal evidence from people who, especially if they live in or work in Washington County, the drive down to Fort Smith to fly out of there, if you can get a ticket for $100, $150 cheaper, is well worth it.
Hmm.
So it's just an interesting dynamic, and if you would have told someone, I think, 3 or 4 years ago or 5 years ago that this would be happening, they'd probably still be laughing at you.
You have a bit about volleyball on thecitywire.com this week. There was a big tournament in Fort Smith recently.
Right. Who would think volleyball is a business story? But when you have several thousand people come into an area and they're there for 2 days, spending $300 to $400 a family, that's a huge impact on a region. And we just wanted to show that sometimes a lot of these events, especially these sporting events, come to town and we don't appreciate them or don't understand them, possibly. But the Fort Smith Juniors, they show that there were roughly just a little over 5,500 people in the Fort Smith area for a two-weekend tournament, January 28th, 29th, and February 4th through 5th. And, you know, the impact they put to that was that if you just had an average cost of $80 per night per hotel room, and I've stayed in a few hotel rooms the last few months, and I'd love to get one for $80, but they're using a conservative number. That's $280,000 just in lodging before you factor in meals and shopping and that type of thing. So for just two weekends, it's a huge impact. And I know that when we travel with our daughters for some of these sporting events, you know, it's not just lodging and meals. You know, they're shopping and you're buying gas and this type of thing. So we just wanted to kind of get away from some of our traditional business reporting and just kind of give the readers an idea of how these events can really impact in a positive economic way a region like this.
Well, we all know when a Bikes Blues or Barbecue or a rodeo
right.
or a Razorback Athletic game comes in, that's very obvious. But a
right.
lot of these, if you don't have a child, whether it's taekwondo or soccer or
exactly.
something like that, you don't. It flies completely under my radar.
Yes, and you know, this got my attention when we had the whole debate over the 1% prepared food tax in Fort Smith. There were a lot of folks saying, "Well, gosh, what do they ever use a convention for? Just convention center for? It just sits there empty." So I thought maybe they had a point. So I got to looking, and it really doesn't sit there empty. I mean, there are a lot of these events that, as you said, just fly under the radar. If you're not there seeing them, if you're not either working at the convention center or just around it, there are a lot of these type events that happen. And this tournament, I know, would not be able to hold it in Fort Smith if it weren't for the convention center. They have ceiling height requirement. I mean, it's a sanctioned tournament within the junior volleyball league around the country. And they wouldn't be able to hold it in Fort Smith if it weren't for the convention center.
All right, Michael Tilley is the editor. He is at thecitywire.com that covers politics, business, culture, and much more for the entire KUAF listening area. Michael, thank you for your time.
All right, always good to talk to you, Kyle.